From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As he continues this series in the book of Romans, Dr. Cairns begins an exposition of chapter 10. Again, the theme is the nature of saving faith. The Apostle Paul commences the chapter with an expression of his heartfelt desire for the people of Israel to be saved. Although Israel was God's chosen people, to whom the Old Testament scriptures were given, and through whom the Messiah came into the world, they placed their hope of heaven upon their relationship to Abraham. As Paul emphasizes, this was a vain hope, for salvation is not by works or by ancestry, but by faith in Christ. In a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the first portion of a message entitled, Saving Faith and the Free Offer of the Gospel. First, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from Morning and Evening, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon. This morning's text is found in Song of Solomon, chapter 1 and verse 4. The upright love thee. Believers love Jesus with a deeper affection than they dare to give to any other being. They would sooner lose father and mother than part with Christ. They hold all earthly comforts with a loose hand, but they carry him fast locked in their bosoms. They voluntarily deny themselves for his sake, but they are not to be driven to deny him. It is scant love which the fire of persecution can dry up. The true believer's love is a deeper stream than this. Men have labored to divide the faithful from their master, but their attempts have been fruitless in every age. Neither crowns of honor nor frowns of anger have untied this more than Gordian knot. This is no everyday attachment which the world's power may at length dissolve. Neither man nor devil have found a key which opens this lock. Never has the craft of Satan been more at fault than when he's exercised it in seeking to rend in sunder this union of two divinely welded hearts. It is written, and nothing can blot out the sentence, The upright love thee. The intensity of the love of the upright, however, is not so much to be judged by what it appears, as by what the upright long for. It is our daily lament that we cannot love enough. Would that our hearts were capable of holding more and reaching further. Like Samuel Rutherford, we sigh and cry, Oh, for as much love as would go round about the earth, and over heaven, yea, the heaven of heavens, and 10,000 worlds, that I might let all out upon fair, fair, only fair Christ. Alas, our longest reach is but a span of love, and our affection is but as a drop of a bucket compared with his deserts. Measure our love by our intentions, and it is high indeed. 'Tis thus we trust our Lord doth judge of it. Oh, that we could give all the love in all hearts in one great mass, a gathering together of all loves, to him who is altogether lovely.
Thanks.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. The response to these broadcasts continues to be most encouraging. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you have written to say that the Lord has blessed you, or to ask for some of the literature that we offer, then take our thanks for taking the time to do so. Remember that any literature we offer on these broadcasts is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be God? Did God create evil? Or, how do we know the Bible is the Word of God? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Commence reading at verse 1. Brethren, My heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, Say not in thine heart, Who shall ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is, to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is, the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yea, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses saith, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. But Esaias is very bold, and saith, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. But to Israel he saith, All day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to the reading of his precious word for his name's sake. I had no idea what the men's group would be singing tonight. I'm glad they chose the piece they did, and it certainly is a piece that falls right in line with the passage of Scripture before us. Whether we get that far to deal with that particular part of the truth of this passage, time alone will tell. Whosoever will may come. To some people that sounds very strange on the lips of a Calvinist. I know of a Calvinistic Baptist church in London where our clerk of presbytery, the Reverend John Douglas, went to preach many years ago. And there was a great feeling of despair, I think, would be the nicest way to put it. Maybe rebellion would have been closer to it. When he insisted that they sing, Whosoever will may come. because they said that is not very Calvinistic, doesn't sound very Reformed. There's nothing unreformed or un-Calvinistic, unscriptural, or in any way unworthy of the gospel of Jesus Christ to hold to the doctrine of the free offer of the gospel of sovereign grace. The great subject of Romans chapter 10 is saving faith and the free offer of the gospel. Now never forget that, because this obviously comes immediately after Romans chapter 9, with all its strong statements about predestination, foreordination, and all the things of that nature. I tried in dealing with Romans 9 to set those statements of Paul in their context, for they are in the context of a discussion, or rather a defense, of the gospel of justification by faith. They are not given as part of a theological lecture on the decrees of God. There has been more hot air used up in preaching about something that God says peculiarly little about, and with very good reason. Men want to obtrude into things that they have no right dealing with. We may take what God says about His decrees. I believe in those decrees. Rather, to use the wording of our confessional standards, I believe in that single, indivisible decree that we think of as a series of decrees. But let me say, having said that I believe what the Bible says about them, much of what men try to understand and explain is simply expressing their own necessary ignorance. Who can comprehend the incomprehensible God? Certainly not you, and even more certainly not I. We cannot do it. Paul was not giving a theological lecture on the decrees of God. Paul was stating the truth to which no Christian should ever object. And in stating that truth, he made no bones whatsoever about the absolute sovereignty of God. But since he's dealing with it in the context of the gospel, of justification by faith alone in Jesus Christ, instead of coming to the conclusion, God is sovereign, predestination and election are eternal realities, therefore we don't need to preach and we don't need to pray, because it is not of him that willeth nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy, we don't need to will and we don't need to run. Instead of reaching those clearly foolish conclusions, the apostle immediately at the end of chapter 9 and through chapter 10 comes to this matter of saving faith and the free offer of the gospel, and he immediately sets out to prove his central point that the sin of unbelief excludes sinners from salvation, but faith in Christ, whether exercised by Jew or Gentile, will always and inevitably receive salvation. Last week we started off by showing that the sole instrument whereby man receives salvation is faith in Christ. Romans 9, 30 through 33. Now tonight we start in chapter 10 and follow that up by noting this, that nothing, not even sincere religious zeal, can take the place of personal saving faith in Christ. Paul starts this 10th chapter with a mighty expression of the burden of his heart. I would to God that everybody who studied theology, Everybody who sought to understand something of the deep things of God, everybody who considered the eternal purpose of God, would be so burdened by what he learned as to be driven like Paul to his knees with a mighty passion for the souls of men and women. Let me tell you, if your view of the sovereignty of God robs you of a passion for souls, you do not have a true view of the sovereignty of God. If your notion about predestination and election either hardens your heart against exercising personal faith in Christ, or hardens your heart against praying that others may exercise saving faith in Christ, then you do not have anything like a biblical concept of the doctrine of God's sovereign predestinating and electing grace. When Paul came to consider these things, and this is very interesting, in chapter 9, and chapter 10, and chapter 11, in each chapter, as he deals with a different aspect of the sovereignty of God in the operation of the gospel, in each chapter he pours out his yearning over the souls that are perishing. In chapter 9 he went so far as to say, I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. Here in chapter 10, he says, my heart's desire, my prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. How could it be any other way? Paul, as he told the Philippians, was an Israelite of the Israelites. He was born a Jew. He was bred a Jew. He was educated a Jew. He was raised a Jew. Judaism was in his very bones. How could he live among these people and then stand back with a hardened heart and a tearless eye as he saw them wandering down to hell? He couldn't do it. And I tell you, the sooner you and I learn something of Paul's passion for precious souls, the better. I think that's something that's sadly missing in all the so-called biblical studies and the so-called theological discussions of our day. It's something that's sadly missing in the praying and in the preaching of our churches. Paul says, my heart's desire. These are not words. These are not empty expressions. Says Paul, this is the very outpouring of my inmost soul. My heart's desire leads me to pray. Don't tell me you have a desire for souls if you never pray for souls. Don't say you have a love for the lost if you're never on your knees pleading with God for their salvation. Don't pretend that the gospel has softened your heart to see the needs of those who are perishing if you're not on your face before God, pouring out the very depths of your soul, Lord, that they might be saved. Do you understand what he's saying? The doctrine of predestination and election does not dampen, but rather it inflames a burden and a passion and a praying for the precious perishing souls of men and women.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.